Many business analysts say that Amazon is banking that it still has a competitive edge with same-day delivery. Some others are calling it the end of retail as we know it. Joining us now is retail analyst Patty Edwards. She's a chief investment officer at Trutina Financial. And Patty Edwards, thanks so much for taking the time.
Really a pleasure.
So I definitely have trouble getting out of bed some mornings, and I'm wondering how Amazon pulls off same-day delivery.
Well, they've got a phenomenal system set up. They have got some of the best systems in all of retail, and that allows them to do things much more efficiently and deliver goods more efficiently than I think just about anyone else out there. It's a real interesting thing because if they can deliver same day and do it on food, then they can get you to buy some of the higher margin items that they also sell, also deliver same day, and that way they end up making more money.
So as I understand it, they're building warehouses in metropolitan areas all over the U.S. to try to accomplish this. How many places are they planning to roll this out?
Well, right now, they've been doing it in Seattle now for a number of years. I believe it's about 5 years. They're going into L.A., they're going into New York, and I think what you're going to see is they're going to make a couple more moves like this. You know, try L.A., try New York, see how those work. You want real dense populations, and you want an upscale population where people will pay for the convenience factor. And so if that works, then you could start to see it roll out further even.
We're talking about Amazon's strategy to roll out same-day delivery in a number of markets beyond just Seattle. And, you know, Patty Edwards, every time I, you know, hear about new technologies and business analysts on TV, it seems like they're saying things like it's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of retail as we know it. What do you think?
Absolutely not. Retail is really just about three things. It's having the right product for the right value with the right shopping experience. Well, the right shopping experience for some people may be going online and ordering and having their food delivered. For others, they want to go into the market. They want to examine the oranges and pick the two out of the hundreds that they want. The shopping experience has to suit the individual. So there's no way that I see, you know, retail establishments themselves going away.
But how much would it cut into local businesses' current business?
Well, it could cut in some, and I think you'll start to see that more on some of the higher-end places, mostly because there is going to be that convenience factor. So it's going to be the busy woman who doesn't want to make a stop but just wants to come home to find the box from Amazon Fresh sitting on her stoop. That is going to be the market that they're going to go for. It's not going to be taking away necessarily from a Target or a Walmart or something like that.
So which goods or industries are you saying would be most likely to be affected?
Well, with Amazon, you know, they pretty much go across the gambit. You know, they sell almost everything. So you're gonna see effects more, I think, on the food side, at least at first. This is not going to be something that's going to change retail overnight either. This is something that's going to roll out over a number of years, and I think you're going to start to see it go into other areas. I mean, even Nordstrom is now doing some delivery.
So if it's a profitable area for Amazon, you think other companies will get involved with this? I know some companies like Walmart are offering speedier delivery. How much competition does Amazon have?
Well, all of retail could theoretically do it. Whether or not they've got the systems to do it is another thing. I think that you're going to see it more from the multi-dimensional retailers, so someone like a Walmart, where they're not just selling food. You're going to see a rollout there more only because they'll be able to sell some of those higher margin items also with that delivery.
Patty Edwards is with us, and she's been telling us about some of these stories you've seen saying it's the end of the retail as we know it with Amazon rolling out same-day delivery in a number of different markets beyond Seattle. But Patty Edwards, I also wanted to ask you about the online coupon phenomenon with news about Living Social. This is a site that offers deals and gift certificates. They've just announced that they're going to close their Seattle office. So what's the future of these kinds of coupon sites?
You know, it's been a real difficult market for them, not only Living Social, but also Groupon. If you look at Groupon's stock price, you know, it came public and was trading at $30 the first day. It's now down to $7.50, mostly because the way that this is set up just doesn't work over the long run. If you are a retailer and you go to, say, a Living Social or a Groupon, you're offering your services or your products at a vastly reduced price to a lot of people. then the money gets collected by Living Social. You get paid later, and the theory is that by getting someone to try something at a reduced price, they'll come back over and over again at the higher price. What we have found, though, is that that's not necessarily the case. So they're going to have to change how they operate, the types of services they're offering, the types of experiences they're offering. Groupon's done a little bit of that. They're not flooding your inbox as much with emails. But they're going to have to morph this in order to make it a profitable business over the long run.
So people come in the door and they get a cheap meal and they don't come back is what you're saying. So what can these coupon companies do to reinvent themselves?
Well, they're going to have to focus more on things like services. So I happen to just pull up the Groupon website. And if you look at the top five or six items that they have advertised for Seattle, they're all experiences where you wouldn't just go in once. They've got hypnosis classes and veterinarian services, chiropractic up there. Well, if you go to the chiropractor, you don't go just once. So you go once, and it's an inexpensive visit. But after that, you're going to be paying full retail if you like the experience and want to continue.
Got it. Hey, Patty Edwards, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
She's Chief Investment Officer at Trutina Financial. She was telling us earlier about Amazon's move towards more same-day delivery in more markets and how that could affect local retailers.